I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
Of Jay Day and the Day Home Team with our second podcast of the decade.
Yes, it's hard to remember that, you know, because normally we try and knock these out as real time as possible. That one we did a little in advance because of the holidays, so it is hard to remember.
Well, we were on last Friday, but it was the holidays and people were in and out. But yeah, no, this is our second real estate podcast for 2020. Thank you if you listened in the past and tell your friends all about it. Where were you at midnight when we turned over the decade, Jay?
I was at home in Lake Linganore relaxing.
I was sound asleep. I have no problem saying this.
Well, I will tell you, though, before that, I was in the office until around 6:30 writing multiple offers with people. No joke. Had clients. One of my clients wanted to see a home in Virginia. We were planning on seeing it the weekend after New Year's. And they ended up getting an offer. So I called them and said, hey, I know it's New Year's Eve. Let's meet at like 1:30. We'll go look at the house. They fell in love with it. Had to get back, talk to the lender, put all the pieces together, and then had that offer all written and signed and started to negotiate with the other agent. And we got that under contract on New Year's Day.
Isn't that what happened last year on New Year's Eve? You were filling out a contract at 11 o'clock at night on New Year's Eve, taking care of a client?
Yes, and that was actually our first West Virginia.
Wild, wonderful West Virginia.
Now, these clients live in West Virginia, but the house they were buying was in Virginia. And I know on the spots, you don't really talk about us doing Virginia because right now we do not have, on our team, I'm the only person that does Virginia. So I only do them as people call or ask.
I understand.
We don't actively market that until we end up hiring, which we are looking to bring some agents on in the Virginia area as well. So anyone that calls in that actually needs to do something in Virginia, based on timing, if my schedule's not completely crazy, I end up personally working with them, which ended up being this the situation. Beautiful farm. The farmette, 7 acres out in Loudoun County.
Well,
beautiful.
As far as that kind of networking goes, if a person wants to move anybody in the country, you can maybe point them toward somebody who has a reputation, a good reputation.
Oh, yeah.
Trust is hard, but you can. They won't go in blind if they want to move to any state.
Pretty much. We have really good friends that have great real estate businesses all across the U.S., and I mean, you saw one of the furthest areas you could get from the United, in the U.S. Was Alaska. And we actually had some of our friends here on one of our podcasts from Alaska here sort of chatting about their market compared to ours.
So we're trying to find out what kind of fun you had on New Year's Eve. And I guess you're telling me that all throughout the holidays, the phone did not go quiet at Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. People are calling you all throughout the holidays, buying and selling?
Yeah, it's been, this is the busiest, now we're into the first quarter, but quarter four was the busiest quarter we've ever had since I've been doing this for 15 plus years, the busiest ever. And it's crazy because we have people that were calling us and saying, my agent can't sell my house isn't selling. They said the market's slow. And I'm like, I have no idea what world they're in. But the market is not slow.
That could be an agent maybe thinking about, I've got Christmas coming up. I'm not going to deal with this, right? I know we don't know that for a fact.
Yeah, we have no idea. But or maybe they didn't market. One of the ones, they definitely, the home was not being marketed properly whatsoever. And they ended up letting go of that agent. They hired us. And we sold the home in our coming soon marketing. Never even got to hit the true market because they saw what we were doing online. They saw some different things and they wanted to see it. I told the people, I said, well, the new laws, I can't allow anyone to look at your house if we're not active on the market. They said, well, make it active, even though we didn't even get through all of our staging stuff. If these people want to see it, let them see it. We made it active and we sold it, with day zero on the market because of the marketing we did and the reach that we have.
I've said this before. And people have heard my voice say it a million times. Your home could be sold before it even goes on the market. You've got so many people lined up looking to buy.
Oh, yeah, and it's not even just regular buyers. The network of agents that we work with, we have agents reach out to us all the time and say, hey, I've got someone looking for this. I've got someone looking for that. And we let the agents know all the time, like, hey, here's what we have. If you've got somebody looking, just let us know. And we always share in the commissions with them. We work very closely with other agents. The goal is that our job is to sell that client's home, and it doesn't matter whether it's someone on our team that sells it, someone with another brokerage, as long as they're licensed to sell real estate, We welcome any single person on the other side of the transaction to help get it done.
And also, if you've been one of these people who are thinking about, woo, let's just rate, we'll wait till spring, it's going to be green. But the inventory is huge, and you're just caught in a bunch of people at that time.
Yeah, and you know, we're also going into an election year, and this is not a political thing at all, but regardless, you know, it is a pretty crazy political climate we're in now, but take that aside, every election year, the real estate market tends to struggle a little bit. And who knows if that's going to happen this time. I know the world is completely divided in the politics world, so I'm thinking it's going to be maybe a little crazier. So I've been telling people, you know, let's just get things rolling sooner than later. The market is good. The rates are good. Houses are selling quickly. Why wait to see if it slows down? When the train is moving full speed, don't wait for it to pull the brakes to decide to do something, because most people have, you know, what do they say? 2020 vision is great. And, you know, when you look behind, you always say, oh, I wish I would have known this or done this. I would have done this differently. Well, I would be surprised if the market doesn't slow down a little bit, because historically, every time you're in election year, no matter who is running for president or who is in office, it is always a time where things tend to slow down because there's uncertainty. People don't know what's going to happen with the rates. They don't know what's going to happen with employment. Everybody gets a little nervous of, uh-oh, you know, we know what we were expecting for the last 4 years. Who knows what to expect in the next four? And if the economy struggles or if jobs start to drop, that means people aren't going to have the same income. They're not going to be able to purchase. Then interest rates may go up. It's a whole snowball effect.
Well, that's why knowledge is power. That's why you call the expert, because somebody could have called and said, look, I'm thinking I'm going to hold off on this. And then you get the pro saying, you know, maybe 2020 is going to be a strange year, election year, leap year. Maybe we want to get this out.
Yeah, it is leap year this year.
Let's get this out of the way before things go absolutely crazy. That is why you call the expert, Jay Day of Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. Always there for you. Do you have any travel plans here in January? I know you like warm weather when you can get it.
Yeah, actually, believe it or not, the only travel plan we have a little weekend getaway where we're taking the little one for her late birthday celebration, and we're going up to the Poconos area for indoor water park.
Oh, cool. That's very nice.
So she's into that, and, you know, we're just getting over the, you know, we didn't mention this on the other podcast, but we actually relocated our office from downtown Frederick to a little closer to you.
I know you're a little closer to us. I'm interested. I'm interested in the property. I want to see where it is.
Yeah, we're 617 West Patrick Street.
Dad, I'm going to Google it. I'm going to look at the Google Maps and trash your new location. Why did they want to come down here? But no, you are closer to us.
Yeah, we're a little closer, so now I won't have to. I'll be able to save about 10 minutes of commute. And for our people, our clients, the good thing is people got really confused when they would come to our office downtown, because we were across the street from the courthouse, and we were sandwiched between I'm drawing a blank now.
I know, well, you were right down
the Weinberg
Creek. Yeah, Weinberg.
Yeah, so our garage was there, and people would get totally lost. Now we have tons of parking. There is no garage. It's free parking. So you just come to the back of the building, you park. Our office is right on the side. If you go to Facebook or our website or anything, we have photos showing. And we also, if you Google us, our new address is in there, so it'll take you right to where we are. But we're staying in Frederick. Just left the downtown area and decided to get a little closer to 15, a little better parking situation for our clients. And definitely people don't get confused, because people would get confused. People would come down there with their big trucks, and they couldn't park them in the garage.
I understand.
And then trying to find parking.
So you're right close to some major highways. You guys can be able to get off and on and get to your places quickly.
Yes, yes. We're literally, when we leave the station and you go right past the exit for 15, we're the first left at the traffic light.
Jay, do people come in cold and say, hey, I heard about you on the radio and I'd like to talk to you guys? Without a phone call, without anything, people coming in off the street? Is that actually a thing?
They do. It becomes a little bit of a challenge, to be honest, though, because most of our agents are out on appointments. They work in an appointment-only type of environment.
I see. I was wondering if it's an open door for hours.
Yeah. Now, we've had people come in, and we have our staff will be able to talk with people and get their information. But it's rare that someone is actually sitting there ready to meet with someone. Because, again, we have a very small team, and because of that, they're very efficient in their time management, and most of them are out on appointments. So, you know, but, you know, like I said, our office staff is there. Over the years, we have had people pop in, and we feel horrible when they do, because we can't connect them with an agent, but at least they get to meet with our client concierge, talk to them, get a bunch of information, and then we lock him into an appointment with one of our agents.
Did your mother hear me talk praising her cookies on the air about the best Christmas cookies of all time? Thank her.
She did, and she actually sent me a text and said, "Tell Tom I had to make cookies for more people at the office because he was talking about them."
She is so sweet. She makes the best Christmas cookies of all time. Do you have a home of the week?
I do, my friend. I do. 112 Tallerton Trail in Falling Waters, West Virginia. Listed at $260,000. Give you some details here. It's a charming and comfortable rancher offering an open floor plan with that will immediately make you feel right at home. Main level features include the living room with a slate surround gas fireplace, spacious kitchen with center island, master suite with attached bath and a large walk-in closet, two additional bedrooms, a second full bath, a convenient laundry slash mud room, all on the main level. Then there is an actual upper level to this that has a fourth bedroom, a third full bath, second floor bonus living space. Tons of storage space possibilities are in the unfinished basement. Exterior highlights include an attached two-car garage, a paved driveway, a fenced rear yard. This is close to proximity, local shopping, easy access to major commuting routes. And again, only $260,000. West Virginia is just a gold mine.
It's a different part of the country, and you're the expert in both states.
We love it. We love our West Virginia clients.
Either side of the river, J-Day can take care of you. I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm J-Day.
Hey, Happy New Year, J-Day, to you and yours. Look forward to 2020 bigger and better than ever. Thank you for listening to our weekly real estate podcast. Tell your friends all about it.